by the Tennessee Lottery. We talked to this guy a few days ago, and he said, this fight's not going to end. It's not going to go 12 rounds, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to beat Vincent Feigenbutz. And that's exactly what Caleb Plant did, 10th round TKO Saturday night.
Boom.
Not anywhere, at home at Bridgestone Arena. Hey, congrats, Caleb, on a huge night and a huge win.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, when we had you on the last time, we didn't know that you could actually tell the future, but you foretold the future on that rascal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said, just like I said, I'm going to box him up, I'm going to embarrass him, I'm going to punish him, I'm going to stop him.
What did it feel like to be able to do that? Because that was the first time that you fought at that level back here in kind of near your hometown with, I'm sure, lots of people there to support you. What were kind of the... I know you take emotions out of it when you first, you know, kind of walk in, but what were the emotions after the fact?
Oh, man, afterwards, I was on 10. Just, you know, the whole city came out. The support was crazy. The ring walk, the ring entrance was crazy. And, you know, it was a great fight. You know, I won every round hands down. But, you know, Vincent, he was still game. He was still, you know, he was never really... He didn't ever mentally fold, you know. He kept pressing me. He kept, you know, throwing punches here and there. So he's definitely a tough competitor.
Here and there. I love it. Leading up, obviously you were confident. I saw the weigh-in, and you guys, like, stare at each other. Like, what's actually going through your mind? Because just watching that, it's kind of uncomfortable.
It's just, you know, letting them know, putting that stare on them, letting them know I'm coming. And, you know. We can still be standing there looking at each other for all I care. I'm not going to look away first. I'm gonna set the tone early, let them know, hey, I'm not here to play games. So,
do you feel like you can, like, kind of read into a guy's soul at that moment? Like, you know you've got him, that kind of deal?
I mean, you know, sometimes the eyes can be deceiving, but at the same time, you also can tell a lot by looking into somebody's eyes. And so, you know, it kind of gives me an idea of, you know, who I'm looking at. You kind of read them.
Well, I would imagine, again, Caleb Plant, our guest, I would imagine you probably feel like, I can start winning this fight right here during this weigh-in. Mentally,
yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. I'm going to set the tone early and let him know, you know, what he's looking at is a brick wall. He ain't going to be able to just walk through it. So,
Caleb Plant, IBF, super middleweight champion.
You talk about kind of the mind game part of it, and I was just chatting with our producer JT, and he was talking about the kisses that you blew to him in the middle of the fight. Kind of let it, for those that maybe weren't there that didn't get to see it. Kind of talk about that mind game part of all of it.
Just, you know, he kind of jumped on me real quick and threw about 10 or 12 punches. I kind of slipped and rolled all of them off and, you know, shook my head and said, nothing. You didn't land nothing. And then, you know, just blew him a little kiss to lift the spirit.
How many tickets did you have to get for your family and your friends?
How many tickets?
Yeah.
We had a couple. We had a handful we had to hand out. But, you know, most everybody, they had to head to Ticketmaster.com. You know, I got my select court group that I can – you know, make sure that I get, but it's hard to take care of everybody, you know, because this is how I get, that's another way I get paid is through ticket sales. So.
Well, sure. I'm sure there were people you never heard of. They were like, it's your cousin, Frank, man. Come on.
You go way back.
Yes.
No, I didn't really check social media. And before I got to town, I changed my number. And, you know, I just wanted to have no distractions. I wanted to be completely focused on the task at hand. So.
Oh, man. So how much did it mean to you to stand there, get that win, and just get all of that done in Nashville, in Middle Tennessee, your home area, and it had to just mean a ton to you?
Man, it was amazing. Like I said, the crowd was amazing. The energy was amazing. Anybody who was in the building that night, you know, whether they like boxing or not, they know they're going to be at the next one because it was just electric in there. And to put on such a good performance against a top-level guy and, you know, in front of everybody, it was just, like I said, really no other way to explain it. It was electric.
Caleb Plant, our guest. Were you more nervous maybe or more excited for this one than usual just based on where it was?
you know, I really try not to focus on that too much. You know, I was really pushing for it, like I said, and really wanted the hometown fight. But once I got it, I just kind of pushed all that to the side and just treated it as a, you know, try to think about it as another fight in another venue, another city, in another ring. So, you know, sometimes you can let that get, you know, think about it too much and it gets too big. And, you know, so I just try to focus on the fight. That's my job. And it worked out.
So what's next? Time to unify?
Time to unify. That's what I want. That's what I've been pressing for. And, but, you know, these things take time. These are mega fights that we're talking about. And, you know, there's powers that be that want to build that, turn that to, you know, a super mega fight. So we'll see if it happens. But it's something I'm definitely pressing for. And something, you know, we can make happen. I definitely want to bring to Tennessee.
What are the days after a fight like? Because we always talk to guys leading up to these big athletic competitions, leading up to games. But for you, it's not like you're a football guy and you've got a game again next Sunday. What are the days like for you immediately after a fight?
Just, you know, resting, staying off my feet. You know, in this fight, I didn't have to take too much punishment. So didn't have to go, like, to the doctor or anything like that or go get any stitches or anything. But, you know, it's not like football, but there's so much that goes into that 8 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a ridiculous amount of work. And then even 5 or 6 weeks of pre-camp before that, and then even before that with me, you know, staying disciplined, being healthy year-round, you know, you have to rest. You got to let the body rest. And even though it wasn't a war that I was in, I had to take a rest from the training camp that I had because the training camp was, you know, like I said, a lot of work went into it. So just letting the body rest and recoup for a little bit, maybe a couple weeks, and then, you know, just start staying active again, keeping it moving, and you know, just living a healthy lifestyle.
Well, it seems like, you know, to unify that belt would be the common sense thing to happen, right? So for those that don't know, Caleb, the IBF super middleweight champion, David Benavidez, is the WBC super middleweight champion. It would make sense for you guys to get together and fight for, you know, both of those belts. How does something like that get done? Obviously, it's your people and his people, right? But it's got to be kind of a difficult process and maybe a frustrating one too.
Yeah, it can be a drawn-out process and it can be frustrating. You know, there's four world titles in each weight class. If you win one, you become a world champion. If you have two of them, you're a unified champion. And if you have all four, that means you're the undisputed champion. There is no dispute. But with him being signed to Al Haymon and PBC and me as well, you know, that's a fight that can be made for sure. But, you know, like I said, other than with them having 22 fights and me having 20 fights, sometimes they want to wait and continue to build those fights up and turn it to, like, you know, a mega fight. So I think that that's kind of what they're leaning towards doing with me. It really don't make no sense to wait. You know, I'd rather just go and get it over with and let the dust settle. But, you know, this is a business, and, you know, there's many moving parts to this. It's not just, hey, I want to fight you, and then it gets done. So, you know, there's a lot of details that go into making a fight like we had at the Bridgestone Saturday night. There's a lot behind that. So,
how much freedom do you have as a fighter to say yes or no to a proposed bout?
You know, I'm early in my career, so I don't have – you know, maybe the say-so that a Canelo would have or a Floyd Mayweather or something like that. But I have more say than most people with 19, 20 fights. But, you know, I still, you know, they're still growing to do. They're still growing to be done. So I'll be at that spot, though, at some point where, you know, I'm calling all the shots. I'm calling a lot of them now, but it just takes time.
Well, congrats, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You're Nashville's champ, man. That's for sure. And that is unified.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I may reside in Vegas for now. But like I said the other night, as long as Caleb Plant is world champion, that means Nashville's got a world champion.
We love it, man. Always great to catch up with you. Congrats again. Really proud of you. At Sweet Hands Plant for people who want to follow what you're up to. Thank you again, brother. And congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The great Caleb Plant right there. From Ashland City, Tennessee. All right, 3 o'clock hour coming up next. Chris Lowe will join us at 3:15. In the 4 o'clock hour, Drew Maddox will join us on this Monday edition of 3HL.